This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom McNeil. Deadly clashes broke out in Libya's capital between militias backed by its two rival administrations, pretending a return to violence amid the long political stalemate. At least 23 people were killed and 140 more wounded, according to the health ministry. It added that 64 families were evacuated from areas around the fighting. The escalation threatens to shatter the relative calm Libya has enjoyed for most of the past 2 years. The oil-rich nation plunged into chaos following a NATO-backed uprising that toppled and killed longtime autocrat Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Among the fatalities was Mustafa Baraka, a comedian known for his social media videos mocking militias and corruption. Baraka died after he was shot in his chest, according to an emergency services spokesman. Fighters from Chechnya, the war-scarred Russian Republic, are participating on both sides of the conflict in Ukraine. Pro-Kyiv volunteers have been loyal to the late Chechen leader who headed the Republic's drive for independence from Russia. They form the Dudiev Battalion and are the sworn enemies of Chechen forces who back Russian President Vladimir Putin and joined Russia in the siege of Mariupol and other flashpoints in Ukraine's east and south. At one training site near Kyiv, Chechen volunteers on Saturday practiced combat basics, including how to drop explosive devices carried by drones. One Chechen volunteer said Ukraine must win this war because otherwise Russia will go after the Baltics or Georgia or Kazakhstan next. Again, fighters from Chechnya, the war-scarred Russian Republic, have been participating on both sides of the conflict in Ukraine. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A newly released FBI document is helping to flesh out the contours of an investigation into classified documents at U.S. President Donald Trump's Florida estate, but plenty of questions remain, especially because half the affidavit which spelled out the FBI's rationale for searching the property was blacked out. A U.S. Justice Department official has described the inquiry as in its early stages, suggesting more work is ahead as investigators review the documents they removed and continue interviewing witnesses. At a minimum, the investigation presents a political distraction for Trump as he lays the groundwork for a potential presidential run, and then there is the obvious legal peril. A federal judge has told the U.S. Justice Department to provide her with more specific information about the classified records removed from former President Donald Trump's Florida estate. In an order on Saturday, the U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon in Florida says it's her preliminary intent to appoint a special master in the case. Special master is often a former judge. Trump's lawyers have asked for an independent review of the records taken to identify any that may be protected by executive privilege and return those outside the scope of the search warrant. Cannon has scheduled a hearing for Thursday. A New Mexico man has been arrested and charged with trying to provide material support to the Islamic State group and shutting down an online platform that could have tied two other men to similar charges. The U.S. Attorney's Office in New Mexico says that Herman Levin Wilson was arrested Friday and will remain in custody pending arraignment on Tuesday. The 45-year-old Albuquerque man was recently assigned a federal public defender who did not immediately respond to an email seeking comment on those charges. Wilson is also known as Bilal Mumin Abdullah. A federal grand jury indicted him earlier in the week. You can find more at VOAnews.com. And recapping our top story, deadly clashes broke out Saturday in Libya's capital. This occurred between militias backed by its two rival administrations, portending a return to violence amid a long political stalemate. At least 23 people were killed and 140 more people were wounded, according to health ministry. It also said that 64 families were evacuated from areas around the fighting. The escalation has threatened to shatter the relative calm Libya has enjoyed for most of the past 2 years. Again, more at VOAnews.com, VOAnews.com, via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.